Hello, and welcome back to the Evolved Stylist Podcast. I'm Rebecca Taylor.
And I'm Sarai fucking Spear. Hey, hey, Rebecca!
Other fucking Spears.
Just in case anybody forgot, like, you needed the reminder. What's the fuck?
Hello. This is just right off the top. I was telling Sarai before we started, I was like, my ADHD, undiagnosed, I diagnosed myself. I know enough about it to know I got it, to not go to the doctor and try to get on meds. Anyway, is in full, if you didn't believe I had it, just that last statement, the way that I speak, but I have it and it's raging today. So this could be interesting.
So ADHD for you is raging today, which is really funny because I'm very shiny squirrel today too. So this is going to be a fun episode, RT.
It's going to be a ride. I feel like, yeah, it's one of those days. It's one of those days. And it's kind of like overcast outside. And I don't know about you. I'm very affected by the weather. And so between ADHD and the weather, I'm just like, okay.
Well, but I'll be your ray of sunshine, Rebecca. How's that?
You always are. You always are. And I was like chomping at the bit to be recording podcasts, even when you were on your retreat. I look forward to this day. I especially look forward that our podcast is freaking officially live. It went live last Monday. It's just cool to sit back and see it exist and hear the feedback and also be recording new ones because this is the train has left the station. We're doing this now. I love it.
Yeah, we can't put it back in the station. It has thoroughly left. It is exciting. And I don't know. It's really cool to see this thing that you and I wanted to do. And we talked about, we've been talking about this for a year and to finally just be like, okay, fine, fuck it. We'll figure it out as we go. And I just have to give props to Miss Rebecca Taylor real quick because Rebecca, much like myself, has been anti-tech. And we're like, if we can't do it on our phone, we don't really want to do it. And last year I got an iMac and it changed my fucking life. And Rebecca Taylor finally upgraded to a big girl computer. She got her iMac and it's like life-changing. So congratulations on your big move, friend.
Thanks. This isn't even sponsored by Apple. I wish it fucking was. And I know you do too, but like, it is a big deal. Like, thank you for recognizing that. Cause I was texting her right away. I'm like, I did it. I upgraded. I evolved. And okay, you can get shit done at the very bare minimum on your phone. It's painstaking. Now this is what I know. You can even get shit done on your laptop. A little easier, but my God, this iMac. I'm like creating websites. I'm doing payment portals. I'm sending out automated shit. Like it makes it so much easier that you want to do it and you want to learn if you don't know. Like I can call myself right now a self-taught web designer because you should see this shit. It's pretty crazy. It's crazy.
Speaking of, I wish you guys could have been on the conversation with us before and actually seen Miss Rebecca Taylor is creating a website for something really fucking cool that she is doing. And we both have a lot of balls in the air. We've got our education. We've got our tour. We both have our retreats. So let's talk a little bit about that, Rebecca.
Ooh, you're going in. I love you.
I am. Let's fucking go.
You know me too well. You know what I want to talk about. You know what I'm jazzed about. I also told you I was up at literally 2:55 a.m. shitting around. It's not shitting around now. I'm getting shit done. I'm going to reframe that.
It's called working.
Yeah, it's because I'll tell you why. Because I had a dream, which, okay. Anyway, I did have a dream. Sorry, I was going to make some weird joke. It's not that. Okay. Oh my God. So I did have a dream and I woke up in the middle of like the night, 2:55, and I had a dream about the retreat. It was already happening. This retreat that I'm planning, I'm going to tell you about the inception of it in like a second, but like, it was so vivid. Like the people are already there. We're already going through the motions. Like it was such a good dream. It woke me right up out of my sleep. And I had to work. And we were talking about that before when inspiration strikes and it's meant to be, and it feels really good. You just do it. It doesn't feel like work. This does not feel like work. It feels like creation. It feels like gut instinct type stuff. And that's what this retreat is. It's called Play with Purpose. It is taking place in Koh Samui, Thailand. February 2025. And it's nuts how quickly this happened. I got back from the retreat that the listeners heard me going on about, like a yoga retreat. And within a week, I had called the retreat center. I put a deposit. I signed the contract. I've reached out to the homies. Sarai's one of those homies. So I'm so excited to, you know, us to talk more about that. And now I'm building the website and making, you know, the payment plan portal and just like where you can look at the rooms and break. I mean, I've done everything, like plan the itinerary, you name it, I've done it. This all really took shape in a matter of a week, and now it's just evolving. It's not even going to happen for another year. That's what, and I have other shit going on between now and then, obviously. You can't just sit back and fucking, you know, whatever, live it up for a year. Things are happening, but this is so, oh, it feels so good. Anyway, I don't even know what else to say about it, but that's the gist, and I'm freaking stoked about it.
So, what inspired this type of retreat versus, like, let's say the type of retreat I do, Balanced Style of Society, where there's hair, there's business, there's social media. What really inspired this sort of play-esque retreat?
Well, even before I knew what like identifying my brand and my mission statement and my core values were, like from the very beginning, just who I was as a human has always been leaning into play in my inner child. Like I've loved to goof, even in reverent situations, you know, going to all these healing retreats and healing modalities and in therapy. It's not like I would laugh to mask stuff. Maybe sometimes that was a coping mechanism, but in general, like I just have always loved levity. And in even dark situations or whatever the case is, I goof. I do. I just goof. It's like a part of innately who I am. It's just playing and experiencing life. Even in my 40s, I'm still gonna lean way the fuck in to my inner child and play. And it's not immaturity. It's just like this, like love of life. And sometimes that was dim. Sometimes that was very magnified, but that's just who the fuck I am. I don't know if you could attest to that, but generally people that are around me know that even in shitty, darker situations, I'm gonna find a way to goof. I just love it. So that's where the play with purpose comes from. But this isn't just like a bunch of clowns going to Thailand.
Please, no clowns. I am deathly afraid of clowns.
So is Jessica. And I was like, hey, come with me. We're gonna go watch it. I was such a shithead.
You're fuck off. Nope.
I know
Nope.
it's exposure therapy though. But
Walk
anyway,
off.
like clowns in the literal or figurative sense. Like we're not just like straight clowning, you know, that's what the purpose part is. And the purpose part is now I'm a freaking seasoned vet when it comes to retreats. I've been to trauma retreats, healing retreats, yoga retreats, wellness fucking retreats, you know, sensory deprivation, like all these different retreats. And the thing that really is striking me as being a truth, not just for myself, but my collective of like amazing humans that I have in my life, mainly women. It's just like the community that is built up around me and that I've cultivated and all my friends and so many people I've talked to from like 2020 to now. And like it's different for everybody, but there's a common thread is so many people I know dove into their healing journey. You're one of those, like head on. I'm one of those. Like a lot of dark stuff happened, and we've been doing all of these like healing and kind of deep, reverent things. It's time to celebrate all the hard work. It's time to live life. And for me, what better place is, I mean, for me, like Thailand is truly my home away from home. So between all the damn retreats, being a retreat fiend, knowing what I like, what I don't like, there are things I like about all of them. They were all necessary, but I just feel like there's this collective, like, let's live, let's celebrate, let's play, let's lean into just whoever the hell we are in this moment. And like, all this hard work we've done, here's why. Here's why. Let's celebrate life. So that's the play with purpose. And then this whole retreat's going to be lots of play. And the purpose part is like, this is just something I am passionate about and I share with a lot of my coaching clients is like, what is your purpose? You know what I mean? Like, and for me, that entails needing to show up online. I need to advertise myself, I need to advertise my business, but I do in a way that feels really good. I play there too. I play too much. Honestly, I play everywhere. So like, how do you authentically create content and pivot and find a way to share your message in a way that feels really, really good and not social media being this awful place you have to show up to, but like, how do you make that fun? So we're doing content creation. We still have some good, feel good, soulful spiritual modalities. Like Sarai's going to lead yoga and some meditation. I'm so fucking stoked. So I'm bringing, you know, people in on this with me. I've got one of my homies. She's like, she does all kinds of stuff. She's a musician. She's like done her, all types of like training and stuff, but she's going to do somatic laughter therapy. Like,
stop.
Girl,
I just got full body chills.
It is serious. And she's going to do like guided meditations, and she's an amazing musician too. I've known her for years. She's been my model. She's like this fixture in the LA like music and art scene or whatever. So she's doing somatic laughter therapy. We're doing zip lining. We're doing elephant sanctuary, temple tours, night market. Like, and a lot of chilling too. A lot of chilling on top of it. Like, do whatever the hell you want. It's your experience. If you don't want to go to the social media workshop on a Wednesday, fucking don't. Go walk on the beach. Go play with the temple dogs that are running around. Go kayak. Go. There's so much that's happening at this retreat that I experienced myself last, like, couple weeks ago that was just like, I made this one of the most amazing experiences of my life. And that's without even me curating the shit. So imagine if this is what I want to do to make it like the next level or more fun or whatever. I rented scooters. My homies and I rented scooters, parked them outside of our villa, scooted around the jungle every day. Like, this is going to be the trip of a lifetime. And selfishly, I don't care if anybody goes, I'm going again. God damn it. I don't give a shit. No, I do care because I paid
well,
a hefty.
I'm going. So
you're going.
It's just me and you. We do monkey shit, dog yes. shit, like yoga shit. Like, it's
all
fine. We'll have fun.
All that shit. Exactly. And I take that back. I do care if people go, I at least want to break even. I paid the deposit. There's a contract. 15 to 20 rooms, potentially more, but this is very curated, like I said. So it's all the homies first, all the people that I know, like, that this is going to resonate with. And I'm very lucky to say, like, a big solid group of homies that would be interested in this. So then it goes to the email list, and then I venture, dare I say, I don't even think this is going to have to go public. That's truly how I feel about it. So, it's going to stay intimate. Anyway, I'm jazzed. You can tell. I went from like not being able to form a sentence to forming 20 paragraphs. Thank you for asking me about that. I'm just really grateful to be doing this with you in whatever capacity, because I know I want you to chill too. I know that you've not gone to Southeast Asia. I tell you about it. This is like going to be a big trip for everybody going. So I don't want even the people that are helping me, like you, to like feel like it's work. This is not going to be work for me, for you, for fucking anybody. This is going to be a fun trip, but I'm just stoked you're going to be there. I am.
When
just...
you asked me, I was like, full body, yes. I don't even think I listened to your full message. And I think I even said that to you. I was like, I think I listened to half of it. And the answer is yes. Whatever the fuck you need in any capacity, I don't give a fuck. I'm in. Like, and I think that's so cool to have people like that in your life, because that was you at my first retreat and even my second retreat. You're like, yep, cool, done, deal, let's go. You know,
I'm like, when you know, you know. When you, I just feel, and then the people, I don't know about you, but I feel like we have so many, we've talked about this, is that the people currently in our lives, you don't have to second guess. You don't have to think about weird, ulterior anything, or like, you feel supported, you feel safe, you feel it's mutual. And I'm just really, really lucky to know with my whole ass gut and soul and heart, the people that I fuck with for a reason now, and it just feels good. So of course I'm going to say yes to that. And just like you, of course you were like immediately yes. And like, I don't have time for this. I mean, I don't know how this is going to sound, but I don't have time for half-assed or weird energetics with people now. It's like, my people are my people. And I'm not saying no new friends, because I've made a lot of new friends, but I'm just very in tune, you know, like you said, full body, hell yeah. Full, it's a yes or a no for me, I guess, that right now. Yep. Yeah, I took that down on a path of just something else weird, but. Yes. Thank you for saying yes.
Yeah, fuck. Thanks for asking me, dude. Retreats and all the cool shit we're doing.
I got to know about yours. We were. Oh, and this is a good segue. God. I need to know about, first I need to know about the retreat you just came back from, because I had FOMO. Then let's talk about your whole, like, why retreats? Why are you planning them? Why did you plan them? But anyway, first things first, how did it go?
This retreat that I just got back from I've never done this before. It was a retreat for my educators, for Balanced Stylist Society. And I brought in my coach, Andrew Carruthers, which love him. He's so amazing. And he facilitated a full day workshop that was, I mean, we were in tears. We were dancing. We were doing Aikido. We were taking, I mean, like every range of emotions and conversations came up that day. And so it's really cool because all of my humans are from different areas of life. They've been doing hair for, you know, varying amounts of years. They have varying amounts of followers. And so like, nobody's the fucking same. And you would think to get 8-9 people under one roof. And by one roof, I do mean, it was a 16 bedroom cabin. It was 5-4 stories. It had a theater. So like, you know, we had our space, but to just bring people together from different walks of life, different experiences, different education experiences for the purpose of connecting with each other, for the purpose of getting to know one another, and for the purpose of bettering our skills. And I'll be totally transparent with you. I thought for sure I wouldn't learn shit at Andrew's workshop. Not that it was like, I thought it was going to be bad or anything, but I was like, dude, I've been educating for 8 years. Like, I fucking know my shit. Like, you know, look at me. I'm a bad bitch. I learned so much. And I also got to experience watching my educators, watching them have these moments, these breakthroughs, these breakdowns. And it was 4 days of the first day was really intense. It was a 10-hour workshop with Andrew. And then we did a little connection. We did the Delve deck that night. And then the next day we did a lot of like bonding exercises, and I led them in blindfold yoga. And I know there were a lot of scaredy cats when we first started. And the purpose of the blindfold yoga was to not give a fuck about anything that's going on around you, not pay attention to what others are thinking or saying or doing, and to just be free, to be in yourself, to be in that moment, and to be present and to be connected with yourself. Because we're so busy taking care of other people all the time, whether it's in our chair, whether it's online, whether it's in our home life, we're always so fucking busy. And so I wanted them to be able to just connect with themselves. And I have to tell you, it was so hard to keep my shit together and lead them in this, because people are like scared to move, and then they'd move, and then these big movements, and people are turning around, and I'm like, oh God, somebody's gonna hit their head on that fucking table. And like, so the experience for me was very different than the experience for them. And then we had a group photo shoot that day. We all took turns cooking. So we had people cook for breakfast, people cook for dinner. We got to share our love and communicate through food. And then the last day, which is really funny because I'm a planner. I'm a Virgo. I am a type A. I'm a fucking control freak. And I had everything planned down to the minute and every last detail. And the week before, I kind of had a little breakdown. And one of my friends was like, bro, loosen up the schedule. Like, let us have some fun. And I'm like, oh no, fun time is scheduled in there. And she said, repeat that sentence back to yourself. And I was like, okay, fine. So Wednesday, we kind of like flew by the seat of our pants. And I was like, people are going to be mad because I don't have content for them. And can I tell you, we had the best motherfucking day, I think maybe ever. We had breakfast. We got to like chill out for a bit. We all made a group plan. We ended up playing putt-putt, mini golf, mini bowling. We did this top jump, which is a trampoline park, and we rock climbed. I'm still fucking sore 5 days later. We went to this cute little town and walked around in all these shops. The amount of pure, unadulterated laughter that we had with each other. And then the piece de resistance was we put pantyhose over our head at night and pulled on each other's pantyhose and made reels. Like, I can't tell you the amount of joy that I left with and feeling so connected with those humans. And over 3 days, watching them have their barriers broken down, watching them sort of give up control or feel the need to be a certain way with each other. Like, we're showing up in our pajamas and I'm farting and I'm like, guys, this is me. Like, you know, I love you because I fart around you. you know, just being able to fucking be present, to be us, to have fun, to fart around, as RT says,
and
just be a kid, you know, it was so fucking fun. And we all share an album. There's like 900 videos and photos in it. And I'm telling you, if I ever get depressy Tessie again, the videos that I will go back to are the ones of us laughing so hard. You can literally hear everybody say like, oh my God, I just peed a little. Oh my God, I pissed my pants. Oh my God, I just farted. Like, we can't catch our breath. We're laughing so hard. We're excreting all over ourselves. Like, those are those moments that for me, you can't take back. No matter what happens in your life, you've always got this moment in time where you were laughing so hard, you were so connected with another human, and that moment of joy and connecting with your inner child and not giving a fuck what anybody thinks. And the whole experience was fucking incredible.
It sounds like it. That sounds right up my alley. You understood the assignment just like I've understood the assignment, that like that energy definitely breeds connection. Like at your retreat last year, the one in Utah, we were all laughing our asses off because of that. I don't know if it was a TikTok trend or whatever, yep, where we all had to sing the songs. Like, I peed a couple times, yep, minimum, yep, not yep, in the toilet, in my pants, because I was laughing so hard. Like that, I love that. And sometimes I've wondered in different spaces, like when I show up like that, like I went to the Love Retreat and it was in Tulum, and it was very, like I said, very reverent. People are walking slowly with rose petals, and I'm just like, I'm me, you know? So I wonder, like I wonder, like I respect everything. I respect like different people's situations, but, and you know, I know when to be chill or whatever, but like, I always wonder, I'm like, oh, am I coming in too hot or too goofy in these certain spaces? And I didn't feel like that when I went to your retreat, and it was welcome. And I love that that is the energy. Again, that's why we're people. It's like, yeah, we don't have to be so, you know, rigid and uptight and serious and structured and all of this. And I love that was your experience for your educator retreat too. And I saw the videos. I saw fucking all the pantyhose on the head. I saw, and that's why I had FOMO. I'm like, that looks like a joyful time, like really joyful. And y'all got shit done too. Yeah. Andrew was there. You had workshops. Like, yep, it was about growth and, you know, team building and all the things, but zero corporate bullshit. Like, it doesn't have to be like trust falls, and which could be cool. You can make those fun too, but it didn't have to be hella corporate, you know?
Yeah. You know, and it's the last night we were sitting around after we had pissed ourselves and we were all still sitting in our dirty pee pants. And we just started talking about all these ideas for, you know, 2025's retreat. And honestly, I was like, this cabin to me is very special. And so I really think the 2025 retreat is going to be something like that, where we all share a fucking house in the mountains. We fucking have a day of just bullshit and goofing, and we do the seminars in the house and we do the presentations. But like, it was just such a different vibe where it was super chill. We all got to hang out and really truly be ourselves. So, you know, I've 2024 retreat is coming up, but I'm already like, oh shit, 2025. I'm looking at booking in the fucking Smoky Mountains, you know, a couple giant fucking cabins so we can just run around and run amok and still learn and grow.
I love it. Already inspired. Like, you're in one and you're already inspired for the next one.
Yeah. Well,
let me ask you, what is your, like, why a retreat? Why did you plan your first retreat? Why the retreat you planned? What's your experience with retreats? Why apparently is this whole fucking episode retreats right now? Why for you? And then I'll answer after that.
So I was teaching classes and had created Balanced Stylist Society, this online community. And so I kind of took both of those things and I was like, you know what I want to do is I really want to thank this community for being part of my life, for being here, for growing, for learning. And so honestly, the first retreat was more like a 2-day workshop. It wasn't really like a retreat. It was basically a thank you to my Balanced Stylist Society members. And I wanted to make it so huge. And I wanted like 150 people. I ended up with 120 people. I've done enough classes. I've done enough workshops. I've been to enough of these sort of things that I was like, oh, I fucking got this. And you know, you learn as you grow. And I learned a lot, but I really wanted a space where people could come together exactly as they are. If you want to dress to the nines and get funky, do it. If you want to show up in a fucking onesie and bring a Snuggie, bitch fucking do it. We drop our bullshit. There's no preconceived notions. I wanted a space where we could hang out, where we could network, where we could get to know each other, and we could use it as a business write-off. So we're going to learn together. Yeah, and so a lot of the retreats or like workshops that I'd been to were one or the other. So it's like a business or hair. And I'm like, I want everything. I fucking want everything. And the most important piece to me was not just the inspiration, because what I found is inspiration and motivation dies. I want that empowerment piece. I want that piece that people go, fuck, dude, so-and-so got on stage and did it and they were scared shitless. I can fucking do this. I wanted people to walk away from this experience completely fucking different than when they showed up. And not only that, but now they have a community of people to support them as they grow through life. So I swore I would never do another one after the first one because, you know, all the backstage shit, people fighting or people not getting off stage on time, just all the backdoor bullshit. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm never doing it again. Never. And then I was like, okay, so maybe I will. And I decided to do it again. And this year's was, again, the more you do things, the more you learn, the more you grow. It was even fucking better. And that's why I'm so excited for this next year. This will be my third retreat. And they just keep getting, I won't say bigger, because they actually keep getting smaller in attendees. But they get more intimate, they get more vulnerable, they get more real. And I love to see the same faces come, but I also love to see new faces get to experience this community. And, you know, these retreats, like, you hang out with the educators. You have fucking breakfast with them. You fucking go grab coffee with them. You talk to them. You pick their brains. It's like, nobody's better than anybody else at these. There's no fucking man behind the curtain. We're all one. We're all humans. And we're all getting to connect with each other. So my whole point of this was just to empower fucking people. If you want to do something, do it. You know, and like last year at the retreat, I'll never forget Pinup Jordan. We had a conversation and she was like, I've wanted to do this for so long for the industry. And I'm like, then fucking do it, bitch. Like, what the fuck is stopping you? You know, and then I see she's like, congratulations, you're a grandma because I birthed the baby at your retreat. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the shit. This is the ripple effect. Yeah. And that is what I want. I want to create that community, that space of empowerment, not just inspiration and motivation, but actually you feel so empowered to take these things, put them into your own life and create what the fuck you want out of it. And that's my favorite part of these retreats is just that connection piece and that empowerment piece.
I love it. And I'm so glad you mentioned Jordan because like her and I spoke a lot at that retreat. Jordan and I go way, way, way back, like 2013 or something like that, like when she came to one of my classes. But to see what she's created with the Rainbow Connection, and it just like, I bet you she could attest to exactly what we're talking about. When you know, you know. And like, you can get mad shit done in a short amount of time if the fire's there and the passion is there, because you're just like idea after inspiration after idea after connection with someone else. And it's like, it just is a baby. Like you said, you are the grandmother, you know, of this idea that she ran by you. But then it's like, wow, my baby's walking, my baby's running, you know, my baby ain't a baby anymore. It's happening. This shit's real life. And it's just really cool to see it all take place. I know I've made connections at the two retreats that you've done that I went to. Like, I knew of Dawn. We actually ironically met first time physically at some other retreat, the Hair Love retreat ages ago, 2018, 19, something like that. But like, we didn't know each other. And because of the space that you created, like, we just laughed and played. We're each other's road dogs. The very last one in Utah, I rented a convertible because I figured, why the fuck not? I'm in Utah. It's beautiful. Let's put the
top. I got stuck in the back seat of that, guys. I'm the tallest one. I'm 6 foot tall. And these fucking tiny munchkins made me sit in the back. Okay. Anyway, I digress.
Listen, I was driving. So that's a bone to pick with Dawn. I was
cruising. Dawn, you hear this?
Yeah. But, you know, just But point is, I love that bitch now. It's because it's like this potent, like immersive time with people at retreats, and I've made so many connections. Like, oh my God, Misty. We were across the hall from each other. Her and I are like, you know, like
Yeah.
getting on so well. She's probably most likely coming to Thailand. Like so many people. And that's the beauty and the power of retreats. And when you were talking about like why your first retreat, I had to think back, and you were like, okay, I've built a community. It says a thank you to give back. Shit, I've done a couple before what I think of for me as modern retreats. I did the Hef Gives Back one
Yep.
ages ago. Same thing, like full immersion. And this was small potatoes, but we went to like Dave and Buster's, and it wasn't just hair education, you know? And then fuck, I was thinking too, I'm like, we did two Trill Tribe retreats in Finland. And I'm like, shit, I've been doing this a minute. But the difference is, it's not for me about like hair anymore. Like, I mean, yes, day to day, I love being behind the chair. I love creating. I love educating. But as far as these retreats go, for me, I want this to be more about what we are in addition to hairstylists. And hell, if you're not a hairstylist, come to this shit. This is just, it's a lane I'm in. I'm in a couple different lanes that feel very, very good right now. And it's educating my peers, technically in the hair industry, separate thing going on for that, a whole tour. Now, this retreat, one of my passions lies with travel, like just everything I talked about. So I'm like, that lane's going strong. I'm still behind the chair. I still create hair and clients. That lane feels good. But that's the same reason I love retreats. Full immersion. You've built this community of like-minded people. You don't know who you're going to talk to at that retreat. It could be your business partner. It could be, I know two people to have become romantically involved. Two of my female friends, because a lot of the retreats I go to are all female. So you could meet the love of your life. You don't know who you're meeting at retreats because you're fully immersed. And I don't want that to scare people away either with retreats, because the ones that I've either went to and made happen for myself. I'll never forget the very first one I went to, besides the ones I was talking about before that I didn't know were retreats. The first real actual one, beginning of 2021, I was told, this is your experience. You paid good money for this experience. Sure, it's going to be curated. You have a schedule. You have an itinerary. These are optional, though. If you don't want to do this shit, you don't have to do this shit. If you don't mesh well with somebody, you don't have to fuck with them. You know, it's my experience, just like it's a retreater's experience. And I think what might intimidate some people is like, wow, I am fully immersed. I am, you know, in this tight-knit community. What if I don't fit in? Or what if this happens? I haven't had any experience of not fitting in, for one, because it's like-minded people that are investing in themselves, showing up to this place for a reason. And for two, if you don't want to do this stuff, don't do this stuff. You don't have to do every single thing that's laid out on the itinerary, which is great. And that's why me and my buddy were off scooting in the jungle when they were doing yoga one day. It's my experience. And
Yeah.
it's just, that's how it is for other people. It's your experience. Come and go as you please, whatever. Yeah, so I think both of our reasons for being so into retreats are very similar, because they're good, and we've like, our lives have changed, whether specifically or inadvertently, because of like the connections and the way we've changed by going to retreats. And I'm geeking. Another reason why I
Yeah.
chose Thailand, I'm retiring there in 7 years, so this is what I want my future to be. I'm not
Yeah.
shitting. Like, I'm speaking it out loud. It is currently being manifested. I got a tattoo in Thailand that says 50. In Thai, I'm retiring when I'm 50. I'm not fucking around. And the
Yeah.
same reason I got this LA tattoo on my hand, I did this a year before I moved to LA. Guess where bitch lives? Well,
Yeah.
just outside of LA now, but I moved because of that. I'm speaking this into existence. This is the first of many retreats in Thailand it's gonna pop off. Whether it pops off or not, it's gonna feel amazing in my soul. And this is what I want to do in addition to being a hairstylist. We're more than that. We're more than that. That's how I feel.
So much more. So
Man,
much more.
sorry. Let me step off my box.
No, I love it. You don't have to get off your box. You know, I just want to chime in with what you said about, you know, if you've never been to a retreat, I want to encourage you, find one that resonates with you. There's a million out there, but that's one of the things that I believe firmly in. And I said this last year at the start of my retreat is, this is for you. If you need to step out, if you need to go take a nap, if you need to go to a restaurant and eat, if you need to walk around there, you get to do whatever the fuck you want. Like, your time, your experience. And it's so awesome because I got to see like people make connections and, you know, like a little pod of people went and got fucking tattoos and a little pod of people went for a really long lunch and came back and they were giddy and had the most beautiful conversations and connections. And it's like, awesome. That's your experience. And I'm so grateful that, you know, people take that. They are able to know that they're not going to be fucking made fun of. They're not going to be like fucking, like, where were you? We started, you missed this class. Bitch, if you want to come to the beginning and the end of the retreat and you want to go fuck off all week, oh my God, please do it. Please have the experience that you want to have. This is what you paid for. And when we allow people that freedom, that space, that permission, it's like all these walls come down and they're like, wait, you mean I don't have to sit at this business thing that I don't give a fuck about? Oh my God, cool. I'm going to go walk around or whatever it might be. So, you know, that's very much how my retreats are, because there is nothing worse as a host than looking out and seeing a bunch of bored faces or tired or people who are just like, oh, I'm so disinterested. And not everything is going to resonate with you. I mean, fuck, it shouldn't, you know, we're not all in the same spaces in our life. So, you know, I know your retreat, I know what the retreats you've been to, the ones that I host, like you have full permission to do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, I do not give a damn. Find your people, go off with your people, hermit by yourself. However, if I do see you by yourself a lot, I am going to come up and I'm going to hug you and I'm going to like shower you with love and affection. But, you know, just allowing people that permission to just fucking do what they want, be themselves, truly come as you are, do what the fuck you want.
I love it. That's why I'm a fiend. That's why I'm a retreat fiend. I can't even tell you, like, well, we're going to Spain on our own retreat just to consume it, not facilitating, in no way involved. That's like what, 37 days. I'm jacked about that. It's going to be
so
sick.
I was actually looking at train tickets for all of us this morning for the bullet train, the fast speed train. You know what? Like, let's talk about that real quick, because I saw the last one, I think that like Misty and Kelly went to, and it was in Italy. And I was like, wait, what the fuck is this? And so I saw that Jody Brown had another one coming up and it was to Spain. And I was like, cool, I'm jumping on it. I didn't know it came with a mastermind. Like, I just straight up bought the fucking trip to Spain because I was like, shit, that's fucking really affordable for what you get. Unless you get a photo shoot. And then I was like, oh, cool. It comes with a mastermind. Cool, cool. That's awesome. And then I got Tabitha to do it and you to do it. And I think Kelly's doing it. Kelly Kayan. I think there's a girl, Sherry Nelson, who is one of my BSS members. Like, it's so crazy how this shit happens. One of my educators, Meg, is coming. And it's like, dude, this is going to be so cool for us to get to learn. Yes, 100%. We don't have to facilitate shit. We get to show up exactly as we are. I know there's going to be a fuck ton of goofing and belly laughs and like hurt cheeks because we've been laughing for 6 hours. There's going to be a lot of pee expended. And there's also going to be learning and growth and bonding and all of those things. So I can't fucking wait to go to Spain with you.
I know. I'm so freaking excited. I love a retreat. And what's better is like, I'm down to go to like random ones. I went to that random one where I didn't know anybody in Thailand, but this is even better because you're going with your homies. You're flying across the world with your homies doing things. I've not taken a train from Barcelona to Malaga. I've never done that. Like, it's really cool to feel the safety of like, we're doing this together. You know, like I will and have traveled all over the fucking world by myself. And it's cool when you feel empowered, but there's something about traveling with your buddies that just feels really, really good, and having the same experience and making memories with your buddies. And I've not ever taken a train. So that's going to be a first thing. And I'm really, really excited about that. So I'm glad you said you're peeping how to do it. Cause
Don't worry about it. Got you.
So excited. Well, shit. I feel like we could go on and on about, I think we did go on and on about retreats. Why don't we're going to have all of our information about retreats, like our links. I know Sarai's got one coming up in, it's in Tampa in October.
October, uh-huh.
Okay, yep. So you've got yours coming up. Mine is gonna be available. Shit, the way I'm working on my iMac, it's gonna be available in a couple weeks. So we're gonna put that in the show notes, and we just love them, and I think it speaks to why we love them, because I keep evolving as a person. I know you do. I know after every time you come back from one, it's just like, that was amazing, and so we're picking the right one, so that's good.
Yeah. This is such a good conversation. Such a good conversation. So this is your sign. Find a retreat. Go to in-person classes. Go to in-person retreats. Go to these events. Make these connections. Go by yourself. Grab a friend. It doesn't fucking matter, because this shit will change you. And it's such an incredible experience that truly can't be put into words until you go, you experience it for yourself. So whatever type of retreat resonates with you, whether it's an all play or it's a yoga or it's a breath work or it's a learning and fuck off retreat, go. I really encourage you to fucking go. Invest in yourself. And I know a lot of times, you know, they're thousands of dollars. And it's like, oh, I don't know if I can spend that on me. Dude, do it. It's an experience that you will get to have for yourself. And that's something that nobody can ever take away. Nobody can take away those memories, those experiences that you have. And you come back with information, whether it's personal, it's business, you come back a fucking different person. So this is your sign to invest in yourself and go to a fucking retreat this year. I challenge you in 2024, 2025, find a fucking retreat, find multiple retreats, and just fucking go by yourself or grab a friend.
We double dare you. She challenged you. I double dare you. And last thing I'm going to say, anyway, you can say whatever you want to say, but the last thing I'm going to say is I'm really glad you brought up the investment, because I was showing Sarai before we got started. I'm like, look at my taxes. I'm all done. The fucking amount in my face of retreats. Okay. I'm not going to give you a dollar amount, but it was probably my biggest expense last year. And do you know how much regret I have? Zero. Yeah. Zero. And I already got multiple on the docket for this year and next. It is something I will time and time and time again spend money on without batting an eye. I don't give a damn. I really don't at this point give a damn. I work for retreats. Yeah. We'll work for retreats if they are so much fun. And I mean, I was more pissed off at all the Starbucks, decaf Starbucks. What kind of bullshit's that? But how much money I spent on Starbucks than I was all of the.
Because that's probably a retreat right there.
It was, girl.
Yeah.
I will give you some numbers. Last year for 2023, I spent $3,560 on Starbucks. That's one retreat. I'm cutting the shit out, because I want to allocate my money to something that's more beneficial. And like I said, the stupid, stupid irony of it is that I get Starbucks decaf. I mean, it is what it is, but it is what it is. But yeah, that I kind of like sometimes doing my taxes, not the act of it, but when you see what you spent your money on, I'm like, oh, okay, I need to adjust that. I need to be okay with that. And I'm going to put a pin in the shit I'm talking anyway and say retreats are an investment I will make time and time again on myself. Anyway, are you going to circle back, or are you putting a pin in it too?
No, I'm going to put a pin in it, and we will circle back to this probably in a couple months as my retreat gets closer and as your retreat gets closer. So for now, we'll put a pin in it and circle back around.
Bye, y'all.